The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
We made it to the end of the week, Rolene Marks. How are you?
We made it. Well, I'm very excited because a little birdie just told me that there is a very important birthday on Sunday. Now, I'm not going to traumatize you with singing. That I'll do over the phone first thing Sunday morning in order to set you straight off to the therapist. But I want to say happy, happy birthday for Sunday. And apologize, listeners, you will not hear me singing, but Simon will be tortured first thing in the morning on Sunday.
Okay, just a tiny correction. It's not Saturday, it's Sunday. So I get away with a free pass because it's Shabbat and you can't. So I have to wait next
year.
Yeah,
honey, that's what you think.
Rolene, there is a lot. Firstly, no, thank you, appreciate it, says he going red in the face. But there's a lot going on in your neck of the woods, and specifically with the Ukraine and Russia. So I really would love you to address that this afternoon.
Well, I think the better question is when is there nothing going on in my neck of the woods? But yeah, very, very interesting. You know, a lot of information comes out after the fact, but we know that there is a standoff. We see Russian troops amassed on the border of Ukraine, and many people are anticipating some kind of conflagration or flare-up. I mean, of course, I'm just wondering if we're going to see the usual social justice warriors taking to the streets or to the social media platforms. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud, as I do. But very interesting is that the Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, when news broke out that Prime Minister Bennett would be meeting with Vladimir Putin, he's the president of Russia, in Sochi, a meeting that took place in October, apparently approached the Prime Minister to ask him to mediate between Russia and the Ukraine, because Israel has good relations with both countries. And Kiev was in touch with Jerusalem. That's how we formally say it in the news world. And it was decided that should this go ahead, maybe a summit would be held in Jerusalem. But Putin sent the signals that he was not interested, and the idea was put to the side. But very interesting to see that Israel was considered a mediation partner in this. I mean, we do know about conflicts, let's not kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Rolene, what is your take on what is going on there? I mean, it almost seems that the drums of war are being beaten, and depending what press you read, it looks like it's imminent.
Well, it does look like, depending what press you read, but we know that there has been conflict brewing for some time. It's an extremely worrying situation. Yeah. We also see tension in other parts of the world. Unfortunately, the media has a very, very myopic focus on Israel, but this standoff has been years in the making, and it's a very, very troubling development.
Let's move on to the second story of the afternoon. A UN resolution about Holocaust denial is expected to pass. Tell us more about that.
This is very, very important. This would be for the second time in Israel's history that we have sponsored a resolution to the United Nations that would make Holocaust denial, Holocaust trivialization, revision of history, and would ensure that social media companies and member states take active measures to combat anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial or distortion. I'm quoting to you directly from the resolution. I do have a copy in front of me. It's quite an extraordinary document. In it, it reiterates the principles of the United Nations, why it was founded, what the guiding principles in its foundational documents say about genocide, and goes on to reiterate that member states, and should member states sign this, social media companies need to do something to take on anti-Semitism, Holocaust denial, Holocaust distortion, and revision. It also applauds those countries that do take measures. Very, very important, especially as we see anti-Semitism at astronomical levels around the world. We only have to look at what happened in Texas over the weekend. Another horrific story coming in from New York. A woman walked past several Jewish children, told them Hitler should have finished the job, and spat at them. There is a warrant out for her arrest. The New York Police Department Hate Crimes Unit is looking for her. And also with the backdrop of the pandemic, we have seen the comparison between lockdowns and vaccines and green pass mandates and mask mandates compared to the Holocaust, which is just absolute lunacy. Going up far in leadership as several American Congress people. So this bill is expected to pass unanimously. If you want to watch it live, you can tune into the United Nations YouTube channel at 10 a.m. New York time to see how the voting goes on this. But I will be reporting on it tomorrow morning.
There's some sort of a disconnect there, and I haven't even formulated the question. I'm not sure what it is, but there seems to be a disconnect while this would pass with such ease and every single resolution that batters Israel also passes with such ease.
Well, it's extraordinary. You know, I had the honor last year of addressing the Alliance of Civilizations, which is one of the departments of the United Nations, and the whole discussion was around looking for holistic solutions to combat anti-Semitism. Yeah. And I think nearly every single one of us that spoke there, and I'm very privileged to have been in esteemed company like Lord Pickles and Erwin Kotler, who also spoke, we all addressed the issue of the United Nations. We all said that, you know, it's wonderful to have these sessions, but unfortunately we cannot take them as seriously as we would like to until we look at the United Nations Human Rights Council, which has a standing resolution now to investigate Israel. We call it the Pillay pogrom. It's led by Navi Pillay from South Africa. She sits on that particular council. To look at the Security Council or the General Assembly or other bodies of the United Nations to see this absolute obsession with Israel. I mean, we're talking now about a possible standoff between the Ukraine and Russia, and this could result in a significant conflagration. But resolution after resolution after resolution passed against Israel, and it will be fascinating if they could draw a correlation between the bill that Israel is proposing, the resolution, and the spread of anti-Semitism.
Right, we've got two issues to get through and a question from Achamor. So, I want to get through quite a bit. Germany to sign agreement for 3 more submarines. This was the deal that got Netanyahu in trouble, amongst other things.
It did get Netanyahu in trouble, and it's quite fascinating that this is happening while the investigation's going on. But Prime Minister Bennett, speaking a short while ago, says that even though that Israel is speaking to Germany and we're going to be signing the agreement, he says that the signing of the submarine agreement is very significantly strengthens Israel's national security, and that the coalition government is acting with all integrity with regards to how this is being procured regarding this matter. And of course it comes while the investigation is still underway.
80 years since Fancy.
80 years since Fancy, which is why today's resolution is being put forward. 80 years today marks the Fancy conference. This was when some of the most highly educated Nazi officials gathered in Fancy, a village just outside Berlin, to discuss the implementation of the final solution against the Jewish problem. That is the phrase that was used, and would see a network of extermination camps set up, and by the end of the war, over 6 million of Europe's Jews had been exterminated, either through shooting, death marches, hangings, torture, starvation, and the notorious extermination camps.
Hachamor, forgive me, but I'm going to hold your question over to next week because I don't really want to follow that on with anything. I think that's powerful stuff that Rolien just said, and we're going to leave it right there. Rolien Marks, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for your input this week, and yeah, I look forward to a serenade on Sunday.
Yeah, you're going to not say that afterwards. But and Hachamor, we're going to deal with your question next week.
There we go. Thank you so much.